Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Derek, you're not going to believe this, but what? We have another celebrity guest ready to wish you a happy birthday. Before we take your calls on your near-death experiences.
Man, what do you mean celebrity guest?
Let's welcome your grandmother all the way from Nebraska, wishing you a wonderful happy birthday. Graham. Oh, no, this is Grandpa.
Yeah, Graham wouldn't be calling. Yeah, it's Grandpa. Grandpa, you there?
Well, blame him.
Yes, Derek, I'm here. Grandma said she wouldn't talk to you on the radio.
Love you.
Love you too, Grandma and Grandpa.
She sounds just like she does on the radio.
How's your day going?
You know, it was going good until Mom called in, and then Billy started asking her about Doggy. But other than that, it was good.
It was topical. It was what we were talking about. She actually interrupted us.
But before that, I would say it was going great. But now it's just uncomfortable.
I think uncomfortable? It's going great.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about your doggy.
No, Grandpa, we're talking about doggy style.
Doggy style, you know, in the
well, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right, Grandpa, you know, that hump.
Doggy's a young man's sport.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good day.
I love you, Gramps. I'll call you when I leave.
You guys get back to work.
We will.
All right, well, thank you.
We weirded out my old
all the way. All the way from Nebraska. Thank you, Grandpa.
He's in Alaska? Nebraska. I just love how my family has called in, and we have just made everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, we only made you uncomfortable. Your mom seemed very comfy.
You didn't
when
hear my grandpa
her.
Right there?
Yeah, Gramps, he just
was so uncomfortable.
No, he just didn't know what doggy style was.
Yeah, he absolutely does.
No.
I would watch him watch Showtime porn all the time.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what dog. His wife is right there.
Listening. My grandma.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah.
His wife's right there. He's not going to act like
the
that.
The matriarch or whatever. What's
all
it
right.
called?
Dan. Matriarch.
That's it.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, Billy? How you doing, man?
Good. Did
Great
you have
show,
a,
by the way.
Did you have a near-death experience?
Yes, actually, I have several times. And more than once, I've been shot. Had a bullet go through.
What?
Did we lose him?
The bullet went through where?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. They said,
where? Why does it keep cutting out every time I'm trying to find out where? All right, Dan, where did the bullet hit you?
Right, really, really close to the, there's a brachial artery right there.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
Three times it's cut out.
Yeah.
All right. There's an artery. Where?
Yeah.
Where on your body were you shot? Where were you shot?
This conversation is going nowhere.
All right. No, it's going somewhere. Did a near-death experience.
I'm sorry. I'm driving. Okay,
no, that's all right. All right, Dan. So you get shot in the arm. You almost die. It almost hits the artery. You almost die and bleed to death.
Yes. Now, that's one. I also had a wreck very similar to Tiger Woods where I put my car. Three times right off 1604 and 35, right by the Forum area.
Damn, dude.
Very similar.
Right by IKEA. Yeah,
so yeah, that's just a couple of times. And then also, I mean, I can name several, but, you know, I'm just calling on behalf of the show.
Derek's birthday. You almost died, but you didn't. So
yeah.
It was a near death experience.
That's awesome, right?
You flipped a car like Tiger Woods. What do you remember being in the car and it flipping? Was it like a roller coaster?
Yes, exactly like a roller coaster. It's crazy. So when I saw Tiger Woods' vehicle flipped over, it reminded me of my wreck. So yeah, you're flipping. You're losing control. You don't know what's going on. You're trying to control the car. You're trying to remain calm.
Are you still, as the car's flipping, are you still steering like a dummy? Right? You're still
no,
driving.
You got to let go of the wheel.
Yeah, you can't. You can say, Jesus, take the wheel. And
okay, let him take the wheel. That's a good
idea. I think
the
first initial reaction is probably you put your hands on the roof.
Yeah, what? You know, and so it flips on the side, and it's heading right straight towards a concrete barrier, and then it just lands on the driver's side. So I ended up waking up I must have been knocked out for 15 minutes or something, 20 minutes, because there was already an ambulance there when I woke up. I had to pull myself out of the wreck.
Did they cut your pants off?
Why?
No, they did not.
I always hear that, like, if you get into a head injury, right, and they're like, oh, we had to cut his pants off.
Right. What do you say?
I cut the belt, though. My seat belt, I cut it off with a knife, so.
Damn, that's just heroic.
I knocked the car, and I just cut it off. I don't know, man. It was weird. It was so happy. Ew, so fast.
Man, I'm so not a man that if this happened to me, I'd be like, does anyone have scissors?
Does anybody have scissors?
Just try to get out of there, right?
Man, well, thank you,
I don't
man.
Have a knife, and I
appreciate
need one.
It. Dude, I got a pocket knife.
I want to carry a sword.
Nah.
At all times, on my back.
That'd be cool.
Hell yeah, it would.
Let's go to Jay. Jay, what was your, as you saw Tiger Woods flipping, the responding officer said that he's lucky to be alive, Tiger Woods is. He cheated death like he cheated his wife.
Okay. Damn. What? Unnecessary.
What?
That's what he's known for.
Yeah.
That's what he's known for?
For people that don't
Not
know
Not one of the
Tiger
greatest
Woods
golfers
is.
Of all time. But he's all known right. for cheating on his wife.
All right, Jay.
You guys are brutal.
Yes. Hi. What's up, Derek? What's up, Billy?
Yo, yo. What's up, man? You cheat death?
Man. Yes, I actually did. Well, I guess you could say I cheated death because that one time I had a appendicitis where they took my appendix out.
Oh man! Because did it burst?
No, it didn't burst. But what happened was when they took me to the hospital, and one of the doctors cut an artery and I bled to death.
Oh my God.
What? You cut an artery and you bled to death.
Yeah, that's great. Was it a man or a woman doctor?
No, it was a man doctor.
Woman doctors are called nurses.
I don't care that it's your birthday. You can't pop off and say stuff like that. You don't just get a free ride on your birthday to say whatever you want. You sound nuts.
Yeah, but there was that one time, this happened at Southwest General in San Antonio, Texas. And what happened was, when my mother found out, she was the general manager of that place. And that person had lost his job afterwards.
Oh, my gosh. That's unfortunate, man. Well, thank you. Well, Marissa wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, husband.
I know. This is the first time she's calling in as your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is badass.
Thanks. I know. You're welcome. I couldn't be the only one who didn't call.
Well, you're not. Nard still hasn't called me.
That's true. He has not.
Wow.
And I know he's listening. What a douche. You better call me, you little bitch.
I can't believe he hasn't called.
Yeah, but thank you, honey. I love you. I'll nail you later.
I love you.
All right.
Bye.
1:30. 1:30. Be ready.
That's when you guys are doing it?
No, tea time.
Tea time. Oh, okay. Golf.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Lared?
I tried to eat a Snickers whole and almost choked on it.
Oh, man. You know what? Derek has never even choked. Not once.
I am embarrassed to say, though, I have completed the Snickers challenge that Laird sent me. And I finally did eat the 5 yards of Snickers.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
There was a lot of Snickers bars in there.
I bet.
It was good.
That toilet time, too.
But I didn't eat them in one bite.
What's up, Taryn? You had a near-death experience, like Tiger Woods, how he cheated death. And cheated on his wife and then took a club to the face.
Stop saying that.
What? Go ahead.
Howdy, fellas. Yeah, I had a few of them. So, first one in fourth grade, I got T-boned on a bike by an SUV going like 30 miles an hour.
Golly.
I flew like 30 or 40 feet, and yeah, didn't break any bones. It was a miracle I'm alive. And then when I was 19, I got T-boned by a van. I was riding a skateboard, and it snapped my femur in half so bad it cut the artery supply off from the lower part of my leg. And the doctors and the EMT told me if I didn't straighten my leg whenever that happened, which hurt like hell, obviously, I probably would have had a severe blood clot and died.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty insane, man. I shouldn't be alive, man. Well, I got a cross tattooed on my back.
Well, that's nice. He's got a cross tattooed on his back because he shouldn't even be alive.
I got barbed wire on my arm.
Steve, Do you have a near-death experience? Did you cheat death like Tiger Woods?
Oh, heck yeah, I did. Back in 2011, I had a motorcycle accident going 55 miles an hour on a turn, and a lady came out from her yard, and I T-boned her. Doctor says that if it wasn't for my helmet and my jacket, basically my back and head would be shredded all over the highway.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
That's pretty...
Man, did you get any money from that dumbass lady that just pulled out in front of you, or were you speeding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hired a lawyer and everything. It went all the way up to, you know, it took about 2.5 years to get it processed, but I ended up getting winning that one.
All right. How much scratch you get, you know, cash money?
I'll spend $5,000.
Okay. All right. There nice. Not bad. Hey, appreciate it. Let's go to Tony. He had a near-death experience, Derek, for your birthday.
All right.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I was at my grandma's house, and I started choking on a caramel apple, and good thing she wheeled in on a wheelchair and saved me.
In a minute, this is caramel apple.
All right, J-Dog, yes, J-Dog. What is your near-death experience?
I was in construction, and I used to do highway bridges and those concrete shoring walls, and one day I was up there, and we were probably about already 15 to 20 feet up with these walls, and you worked on the inside of those walls, and I was had a body harness on that was, you know, supposed to hook on to certain something sturdy to prevent me from falling. Well, I happened to hook onto one of these panels, and the bracing that was holding this concrete panel up gave out. So as the concrete panel fell down to the ground, it just yanked me down to the bottom with it. Yeah, and I just, you know, I knew I was gone, man. Like it was like a, like, you know, those movie things that they use, like quick and just jerk bodies around and landed all the way in the ground. I happened to miss all the rebar, all the other equipment that was down.
Oh
the
my
ground.
God, you
the,
got the, so lucky!
I busted my head open and separated my right shoulder. And that was it.
I can't believe that was it. Damn,
you know, that's crazy. Is so Derek's like, they would have still made us come into work.
You think so? Yeah, they probably would have.
Well, thank you, dude.
No doubt,
J Dog. Let's go to Manuel. Yes, Manuel, did you have a near-death experience?
In honor of Tiger Woods.
In honor of Derek's birthday and Tiger Woods, who cheated to do with death, my birthday. Cheated
what
on
the
his
hell?
Wife, took a
like,
club to the
you're wishing
face.
Like a weird-ass thing on my birthday
what
right
you,
now.
What are you talking about?
It's like on my way home, yeah. I'm going to have a near-death
We're doing
experience
a badass
or something.
Little,
my birthday
segment.
Has nothing to do with a near-death experience.
Manuel.
Yeah, no, I didn't cheat on my wife, but... it was this one time at a ranch. So we were racing with our four-wheelers, right? And my buddy wanted to get in the back of the four-wheeler with me. So we ended up going up the hill. And when we did, it was too heavy. So when we got up top of the hill, I couldn't make the turn fast enough, but I was hauling ass. So when I got up to the hill, I just ended up going through a barbed wire. Luckily was that when I hit the barbed wire fence, it was a tree trunk, and the four-wheeler got stuck. But my buddy got scared, and he held the barbed wire when he was there because I was trying to still
He held it with his hand? He grabbed the barbed wire with his hand? What a dumbass.
Yeah, but luckily he did, because if he didn't, that bar was in my neck.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad he did it then. Holy crap.
Fence.
You know, I saw this sad thing.
Yeah, what
thing.
A dumbass for saving you.
Sad. No, that's not what we said.
Oh, well, I was sorry.
This guy yesterday said that, because his dad wouldn't show him any affection, and his dad wouldn't give him motorcycle rides anymore once he got too big, because then his dad said it was weird to have him by his crotch.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just kind of sad. Like, you can outgrow motorcycle rides with your dad.
Nard's balling.
What? That's, oh my gosh. Did he give you money?
He just sent me $100.
Badass!
Yeah. Yeah.
How
I'm
awesome.
Gonna tell him. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, don't forget Bill's birthday."
Yeah, no, he already always forgets my birthday.
Yeah,
go
he
ahead.
Does.
Squeaky Dan,
damn, I just hooked it up.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Derek. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
So it was right when I got my driver's license, man, and like I was going through an intersection, and I got slammed from behind by this massive Dodge Derek. Hurts. It still hurts.
Stop. I didn't smash you from
he
behind.
Called it a Dodge Derek.
Yeah, he did.
Instead of a Dodge.
I noticed that he called me a truck.
Yes. Jacob, did you make Nard feel bad for not calling in?
No, I mean, he sent me $100.
Yeah,
I'm not going to make him feel bad.
What's up, Jacob?
Thanks Nard.
How y'all doing today?
What's up?
How you doing today?
Good. Did you have a near death?
When I was born, I actually had the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck.
Okay, all right. This is a near-death experience you remember, sir.
Yeah, he remembers it.
Right, yeah. You don't remember it?
I don't remember it. Obviously, I was almost dead. I was just saying it was a birthday thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That happens. You're lucky you're alive.
It does happen, but like, it makes for boring calls.
Well, let's go to Big Brack.
Oh, yeah, I had an umbilical cord. Okay, cool. No one cares, bro.
Big Brack.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Happy birthday, Billy.
Good, man.
Happy birthday to me.
It's fine.
Anyway, I was on my bike, right? And this one lady was taking pictures with their daughter for graduation. They got in their car, and I was biking, and I was like in the bike lane. Anyways, they got in their car, and as I was passing her up, I looked her dead in the eyes, and she ran the engine, hit me, and I flew about 30 feet up in the air. Anyway, first thing.
Did she keep going?
Dude, she was trying to dip. She was trying to take off.
She tried to take off, this lady with their daughters,
yeah.
Hit this guy, and then tried to dip.
Dude, she was like making so much noise that everybody in the park just turned around.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Glad the lady didn't kill you.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
Last call on this, did you have a near-death experience like Tiger Woods, who cheated his wife? As they say,
wish you would stop saying that.
Ed, yes, Ed. It's the headline.
It's not.
Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, sir. I sure did, man. Actually, a couple of days.
Did she lose the money?
She said it just fell out of her pocket that you had gone shopping and then.
Okay, that's just a rude thing that a mom says when you're irritating her.
Yep.
She's like, I was going to have an abortion, but the money fell out of my pocket. All right. Come on. That's just an insane story.
No mom says that.
Nobody does that.
Oh, yeah. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.